Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roller tactic switch-up blueprint inside Ableton Live 12, aimed squarely at deep jungle atmosphere and that think-break energy that makes a drum and bass tune feel alive. The big idea here is simple. You start with a steady, hypnotic roller groove, then you flip it into a short, musical breakbeat moment that feels intentional, tense, and dark, instead of random or messy. This is the kind of move that gives a track a second wind. It refreshes the listener without killing the momentum. Think of it as pressure management. You're not trying to change the whole beat. You're trying to reassign attention for a few bars. The drums stop behaving like a loop and start behaving like a conversation. Let's build it from the ground up. Start with your session tempo. A strong range for this style is 170 to 174 BPM, and 172 is a really solid sweet spot for a darker jungle roller. Fast enough to move, slow enough to feel weighty. Then set up a lean drum and bass session with kick, snare or clap, a break layer, sub-bass, mid-bass or reese, atmosphere, and a few FX returns. Before you even think about the switch-up, make sure the main roller groove works on its own. That's important. The switch-up should feel like a disruption to something solid, not a patch for a weak loop. Place a 16-bar roller section in arrangement view and let it breathe. Mark the point where the switch-up will land. Usually on a strong 8-bar or 16-bar boundary, because that's where the listener expects some kind of change. Now build the core drum groove. Keep it tight and minimal. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, with ghost percussion and a break layer supporting the groove rather than smearing it. If you're using a break, don't just loop it raw. Chop it into 1/8 and 1/16 slices, so it has that rolling swing and not a rigid grid feel. Ableton stock tools help a lot here. EQ8 is your first cleanup move. High pass the break somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick, and sub. Drum bus can add body and punch, but keep it subtle. Start with a little drive, low boom, and don't overdo it. Saturator can add some warmth on the drum bus, just a touch. And if you need the low end locked, utility helps keep the foundation mono and centered. Here's the key idea. The listener needs a stable drum identity before you destabilize it. If the roller groove has already established momentum, the switch-up lands way harder. Now for the think break itself. This is where the drums start to feel like they're thinking, hesitating, answering themselves. That's the vibe. You can create it by resampling the break layer, freezing and flattening it to audio, then slicing it into a new simpler or drum rack. Focus on kick, snare, and ghost hit fragments that can be rearranged into little conversations. A practical approach is to keep the snare anchored, then answer it with a reversed or chopped break hit. Drop a ghost snare just before beat 4 to make the groove stumble slightly. Leave a tiny gap before the next hit. That little space can be more powerful than an extra fill. A simple structure might be this: one bar of normal roller, then a bar where the kick on beat 1 drops out and the break speaks first, then a bar with a chopped fill across the last half, then a final bar that strips back to snare, subtail, and atmosphere before the groove returns. Keep the think break short. In deep jungle, you usually want 4 bars of suggestion, not a full breakdown. It should feel like a tense turning point, not a pause button. Timing is everything here. A think break only feels alive if it breathes. Use the groove pool if you want some swing, or nudge chopped audio slices slightly late or early to create drag and urgency. Keep the main snare hits tight, but let the ghost notes sit a little behind the beat. That contrast is what makes it feel human. If the break starts getting too busy, high pass it more aggressively or shorten the tails. In jungle, space around the snare is part of the groove. Don't fill every corner. Now let's bring in the bass answer. The switch up should not be just drums. In drum and bass, the bass line is part of the phrasing. Build a clean sublayer, ideally with something simple like operator or wave eatable, mono, centered, and short. Then add a mid-bass or reese layer for character and movement. In the roller section, you might hold a repeated low note or a sparse phrase. During the switch-up, mute the reese for a bar and let the sub speak alone. Then bring the reese back with a filtered swell or a rising answer. That contrast makes the transition feel deliberate. A really effective trick is drum and bass call and response. Let the drums fill the first half of the bar, then have the bass answer in the second half. Then pull both out for a tiny pocket of tension before the drop hits again. Rhythm matters just as much as note choice here. The bass does not need to be busy. It needs to phrase like percussion with weight. Now let's darken the space with atmosphere. This is what turns a generic fill into a deep jungle switch-up. Add 1 or 2 atmosphere layers. Vinyl hiss, field recording, noise bed, reverb heavy stab, cord wash, or even a resampled brake tail with heavy filtering. The point is to create a physical space around the drums. Use auto filter to sweep the atmosphere during the transition, reverb for long decay blended quietly, echo for dark ghost repeats, and subtle delay for dub-style movement. One strong move is to automate the atmosphere high pass down during the last two bars before the switch-up, then open it back up after the switch. That gives you this shadowy closing in effect, like the room is tightening around the groove. Effects should frame the switch-up, not cover it. Add a reverse cymbal or reverse break tail, a short noise riser, an impact on the first bar of the new section, and maybe a small fill-down just before the return. Use simpler for reversed effects slices, echo for tension tails, and reverb sends so the FX feel like they live in the same world as the drums. A good rule in darker DN bead is restraint. If the FX get too wide and blurry, the switch-up loses impact. Keep the low end mono, and widen only the top textures. Let the transition feel heavy because it's controlled. Now arrange it like a mini scene change. A strong example is 8 bars of rolling groove, then a few bars of filter rise and sparse break edits, then 4 bars of think break switch-up, then a full return where the kick and snare come back and the bass opens up wider and louder. That return matters. It should feel bigger because of the contrast, not because you just turned everything up. This is where mix discipline becomes huge. Keep headroom on the master and make sure the low end is clean. Use EQ 8 to remove rumble from breaks and atmospheres. Keep the sub mono with utility. Check phase between kick and sub. If the break fill starts crawling the groove, pull the bass down a dB or 2 during the switch up. Then open it back up on the return. That's the magic of this style. The ear hears energy from contrast, not just loudness. A controlled dip makes the re-entry feel massive. Here are some coach notes to keep in mind while you build. Keep one anchor constant. Usually that's the snare, the sub-root, or a recurring hat pattern. If everything changes at once, the listener loses the plot. Make the last bar before the change slightly less busy than you think. A lot of producers overcook the lead-in. If the transition is already packed, the actual switch has nowhere to land. Treat silence like a drum hit. A tiny gap before a snare or bass answer can hit harder than another fill. And use one wrong detail on purpose. Maybe a pitch down break hit, a reversed snare, or a slightly off-grid ghost note. Just one. That little imperfection can make the section feel human and dangerous. Too many and it turns into clutter. A few advanced variation ideas can push this further. You can do a half-bar interruption instead of a full 4-bar switch-up, which keeps momentum high and feels more like a live edit. You can also make the bass answer the drums with pitch movement, like a 2-note fall or a filtered rise that follows the phrase. Another great move is duplicated micro-hits, where one clean chop gets repeated very tightly with small changes in velocity or length, creating a stammer effect. Just keep it controlled. Sound design can add a lot too. Try a hidden break texture layer that is aggressively high-passed and saturated, just low enough to create a dust cloud around the groove. Or make a ghost room layer by printing a snare reverb tail and using it like a phantom reflection. If you want a more organic tension cue than a generic synth riser, reverse a bar of atmosphere, saturate it lightly, and automate the filter upward. That fits the jungle aesthetic way better. For the bass, keep the sub clean but layer in a faint distorted copy an octave away for grit. And if you want the drum bus to bite a little harder, use a simple chain of EQ cleanup, drum bus or light saturator, a soft clipper or limiter catching peaks, and utility for mono checking. Subtle is the word. To make this feel like a finished tune instead of just a loop with a fill, think in arrangement contrast. Bring back earlier motifs in the switch-up so the listener feels the story evolving. Add a pre-switch vacuum by thinning the bass and narrowing the stereo image right before the change. Then let the return open up again in a bigger, more cinematic way. Maybe the drums come back first and the bass answers half a beat later. Maybe the reese returns filtered and opens over 2 bars. Those tiny decisions make the whole thing feel composed. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set your project to 172 BPM. Build an 8-bar roller with kick, snare, sub, and one break layer. Duplicate bars 7 and 8 and turn them into a 2-bar think break with chopped slices. Remove the bass for the first half. Then bring it back with one filtered answer note. Add a reversed FX tail into the switch. Automate the atmosphere from dark to darker. Then open it back up after the re-entry. Then render that 4-bar switch up to audio and listen once with your eyes closed. Your goal is not perfection. Your goal is to make a switch up that feels regal, rolling, tense, readable, and atmospheric. So the recap is this. Build a strong roller first. Chop the break into a think break with space and ghost notes. Keep the sub simple and mono while the res answers in phrases. Use atmosphere, filters, and short FX to frame the transition. Put the switch up on clean phrase boundaries, and control the low end so the drop return hits harder, not misser. If you get the groove, bass phrasing, and atmosphere all serving the same moment, your switch up will feel like a proper deep jungle move, dark, musical, and worth replaying. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or make a more hype, more cinematic narration pass.